This podcast is proudly supported by Red Energy. Most satisfied customers 11 years in a row. Maybe it's time you called Red Energy on 131 806. And Prince Wine Store, bringing wine enthusiasts the greatest wine in the world. And welcome along. This is our bonus footy tipping episode. Round 23 of the AFL is just around the corner. I'm producer Jane Neild and remotely Corrie Perkin, Caroline Wilson as well. Corrie.
Janie, is it too late for the Hawks to make the grand final?
I'll defer to Ms.
Wilson. Oh, are we a happy team or what?
Well,
I tell you what.
You would have been a lot happier had they played like this in the first half of the year. Yeah. And Jeff wouldn't have been able to sack Alistair and life would have been very different.
I hope that Hawthorn Football Club board is having a good hard look at itself. What an idiotic decision to get rid of him. Well, what an idiotic decision.
Your faith has gotten you over the line a couple of times this season. Corrie, you tipped 8 in round 22.
Go Hawks. Well, you know, I did say to you girls about 4 weeks ago, they'll do it for Clarko.
And they probably will against Richmond this week too, Corrie. I know what you're going to be tipping.
You betcha.
Caro, you tipped 6 and I tipped 5. We've had a bit of a reshuffle in our top 5 in the Don't Shoot the Messenger competition. In the number 5 spot, Katrina Burke. Aaron Fenlon, number 4. Grayson Perrett, number 3. Jane Lubinus, now in the number 2 spot. And Deirdre McDonough in the number 1 position.
Oh, Deirdre, watch out for Jane. She's on the march.
Hey, we need to also send a little well done to Gail Malcolm and Melinda Caulfield, who both tipped 9 in round 22. So
how they tip Fremantle, I do not know. Anyway, well done, girls.
So, look, it has been a crazy season, but it's just lovely to, you know, watch the games over the weekend and go, oh, Corrie was right after all. So let's get into round 23. On Friday, August the 20th, the Western Bulldogs take on Port Adelaide at Marvel Stadium. Corrie, who is going to win and by how many points?
This is such a crackerjack game. I'm almost more excited about this than the Richmond Hawthorn game. I'm going to say the Bulldogs and I'm going to say by 4 points.
I am going to stick with Port Adelaide one more time against a top 4 team. They seem to be coming good at the right time. The Bulldogs, I know they've lost 2 in a row and are unlikely to lose 3, but I'm going to stick with Port. 10 points.
10 points for Port. For Caro, I'm going to go with you, Corrie, and the Doggies by 10 points. Now, as mentioned, Saturday, Richmond taking on the Hawks. Oh, we had big plans that perhaps we could have a Don't Shoot the Messenger event and we could all go and watch you two battle it out in the stands. Not to be. Corrie, Richmond or Hawthorn? Of course you're going to say
well,
the Hawks.
Well, clearly I'm going to say Hawthorn, but I'm also going to say, Nance, are we going to have another bottle of nice sparkling on this?
Yeah, look, we will, and I suspect I'll be buying it. I'll go for Richmond just for, you know, podcast sake. But deep down, I think Hawthorn will win.
I'm with Corrie's Hawks. Didn't think I'd be saying that at the beginning of the season. The Sydney Swans, the 1:45 game at Marvel, taking on the Gold Coast Suns. Corrie?
Oh, can Caro go first? I'm still thinking.
Oh, do you need to? Swannies.
Yeah, I'll say Swans. Yeah, I'm not sure they're looking so good. Anyway, go on, yeah.
Swans for me as well. The Brisbane Lions at the Gabba against the West Coast Eagles.
Brisbane.
Brisbane.
And Brisbane for me. The Cats at GMHBA in Geelong. This is one of 2 games on Saturday night, taking on Melbourne.
Oh, this is a big one, yeah. Corrie. You can go first this time.
This is what they used to say on the Could Have Been Champions, Caro. The Battle of the Range Rovers. the Battle of Bullet. No, they're not there because they're all at the snow. Melbourne, I'm going.
I'm going to tip the Cats.
I'm sticking with Corrie because her form's really good at the moment. I'm going for Melbourne.
Jumped off, Jane. Jumped off.
Carlton, this is the other game on
she's
Saturday
night. She's
fickle
like that. See, she's asking me first this week. See, I'm in her good books this week.
Got 8. This is 7:40 at Marvel Stadium. Carlton taking on the GWS Giants.
GWS.
Yep, GWS.
David Teague's last game, we all suspect.
I was just wondering that, Caro, whether they might do it for David, but I don't know whether they love David as much as...
Well, they certainly didn't do it for him last week, and it's been a miserable limping to the line by Carlton, poorly handled by the board, by
which
the executive.
Which makes me want to tip Carlton. Caro, Liam Pickering, of course, manager of David Teague on his show with Hutchie on Saturday morning, absolutely smashed the media for the treatment of Teague, saying, lay off him. He's a young coach. What's with
you
the witch
what,
hunt?
You know what, Jane? Don't shoot the messenger. Liam has shot the messenger ridiculously. I mean, he should be smashing the Carlton board and the way the former chairman and the incoming chairman, Luke Sayers, have handled this whole issue.
It's been appalling,
hasn't
it?
He's picked on the wrong people, Liam. The media is simply doing their job and reporting the facts.
It would be nice to see Carlton do it for David and also for Eddie too, I have to say. That would be a nice outcome.
That's true.
On Sunday, St Kilda, in a venue to be confirmed, this is an earlier game, 12:15, taking on the Frio Dockers.
Oh, look, I think the Saints are going to win this one, Corrie.
Yeah, it's in Victoria. It's going to be in Victoria, isn't it?
Is St Kilda the home team?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it will be. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I assume it's in Victoria. Yes, St Kilda.
Yeah, Janie, I'll go the Saints as well.
And the Saints for me. Then Essendon, the 3:20 match, taking on Collingwood at the MCG.
Bombers.
Yeah, Essendon are going to make the finals, which is very exciting, and Essendon will beat Collingwood.
Essendon for me.
For Robert Harvey's last game as caretaker coach.
The Crows taking on North Melbourne at the Adelaide Oval on 4:40 on Sunday, twilight game.
Crows.
Yeah, I'm going to tip the Crows against their old coach by North Melbourne, their old footy boss, David Noble. Crows will win that one.
And the Crows for me. And before I let you go, Caro, as someone whose stepdaughters both play AFLW and are sort of, you know, in the ranks trying to come up into the game, was it really, I mean, despite the complete disaster when it comes to Tassie, the AFL have basically said, hey, more teams, let's expand this women's competition.
Yeah, so this season there'll be 14 teams starting in November, December, but next year, starting at the end of 2022, there'll be 18 teams. It was the right thing to do. And again, financially it doesn't stack up, but it does in terms of for social and all other reasons and geographic reasons, and that's why they should have done the same thing with Tasmania.
Mm. Thank you, ladies. Happy tipping,
thanks,
everyone.
Jane.
Enjoy the footy on the weekend. Our thoughts with everyone in lockdown. Hope you can get through this next week or two. What do we say?
Don't shoot the messenger.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Home design, enjoy Home Style with me, Shayna Blaze. All the ideas and inspiration you need for your home, DIY design projects, and expert advice.
Red Energy's podcast lifestyle series, available from wherever you get your podcasts and the SEN app.